This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. International news in Oklahoma this week as state lawmakers are holding an anti-war rally on the south steps of the Oklahoma State Capitol tonight at 7 o'clock. Rebecca, they're upset about the fact that the United States is becoming more involved in the war in Syria.
We're giving these rebels millions of dollars. We're giving them arms, and we're giving them ammunition, and we're giving them political support. I think that's a grave error. We're hoping that this rally will kind of draw a line in the sand and at least tell the national leaders, whom seem to be very mute on this subject, by the way, we want them to know here in the heartland in Oklahoma City that we're opposed to getting our government even more involved.
Well, I think it's important to point out that this is a group of legislators, a somewhat small group, but it's a bipartisan group of legislators. So we have Republicans and Democrats coming together to kind of lead this protest this evening. And you raise an interesting question, one that we have talked about on this program. This really is a dilemma, one that we have been struggling with. You know, we have these humanitarian issues. You and I have personally seen them, having gone to the Syrian refugee camp there in Jordan. And, you know, people are really, really suffering. We have, I think the latest estimate was about 100,000 people that have died and over a million that are refugees. So it is this question, a moral obligation, perhaps, to help save human lives. But on the other hand, are we willing to send, well, right now it's simply weapons, but potentially could escalate into soldiers, American lives, to go and protect these individuals. And so that's the question that we are struggling with as a country. And certainly these legislators have contemplated that and taking action.
Well, their concern is not only that, you know, Syrian lives apparently are not necessarily our business, but the fact that Russians and Iranians are supporting the Syrian government, and that this basically comes down to a proxy war between the United States and its allies, presumably, and the Russians and the Iranians. So, you know, we've got this, as you mentioned, major dilemma. Is it national security, state security? Do we really want to become embroiled in a war that we perhaps can't even solve, given our recent past with Iraq and Afghanistan, but that we become then embroiled in an international interaction that involves other great powers with whom we don't have very friendly relations?
If we become part of this civil war, it will undermine our position later on as the United States tries to take a leadership role in assisting the Syrian people in building democratic institutions that we enjoy here in the United States.
So what, you know, what do you do in this case? Do you go for the human security or do you go for the state security? It is a dilemma.
Well, and I'm not sure that there's an answer there. I think proxy war is I know that that's the terminology that's being used, but I think that that's perhaps not the correct terminology. But yes, Iran, Russia, countries that we have issues with, we seem to be going against them. I think the larger issue is really in your wheelhouse, the issue of supplying these rebels with weapons that we don't know where those weapons will go, how they'll be used, where, you know, where they might proliferate to. And so that's a serious concern as well.
Well, we absolutely can't monitor that at all, even though this isn't necessarily part of their explicit anti-war rally here in Oklahoma. But certainly it raises all kinds of political and security questions when you start to supply arms to rebels that are not unified, when you start to supply arms to those who can send them who knows where and where they'll end up next, and what kind of wars we're going to end up having to get involved in the future. So I think there are a lot of reasons to be speaking out. But what's really interesting is that Oklahomans are speaking out on this issue, at least these few legislators are. It's not something that we've done for a long time in this country. There haven't been a lot of active anti-war rallies. Their purpose is to raise awareness about this single issue, they say, and that they're united and that they hope that this will spread and that other Americans will come and support them. But on the other hand, American public opinion would suggest that there's more support now in light of the chemical weapons, right?
Yeah, the evidence, this red line that's been crossed, does change some opinions and certainly does change the situation. But I do think it's notable, again, that this is a bipartisan group and that they are going and participating in civic engagement. We like to see that sort of thing.
Well, I will certainly be watching this evening to see what happens at the Oklahoma State Capitol. So thank you very much, Rebecca, for sharing your insight about this issue.
Thank you.